WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Ever wonder how we got latitude and longitude, or who came up with the idea of geography? And when did we know how big the Earth was? Actually, measuring the length of shadows led to the first known measurement of the circumference of the Earth. Eratosthenes, a Greek geographer who lived from about 276 to 194 BC, made an accurate estimate of the Earth's circumference. He read that a deep vertical well near Syene in southern Egypt, now called Aswan, was entirely lit up by the sun at noon once a year. He reasoned that at that time the sun must be directly overhead with its rays shining directly into the well. In Alexandria, almost due north of Syene, the sun was not directly overhead at noon on the same day, so he set up a vertical post at Alexandria and measured the angle of its shadow when the well at Syene was completely sunlit. From geometry, the measured angle equaled the size of the angle at the Earth's center between Syene and Alexandria, which was about 7.2 degrees. Since this angle was 1/50th of a circle, and the distance between Syene and Alexandria was 5,000 stadia, he multiplied 5,000 by 50 to find the Earth's circumference. His result, 250,000 stadia, or 28,740 miles, was quite close to the modern measurement of 24,860 miles over the poles. Eratosthenes is credited with being the first person to use the word geography, and in fact invented the discipline of geography as we know it today. He was the first to calculate the tilt of the Earth's axis with remarkable accuracy. He may also have accurately calculated the distance from the Earth to the Sun, and he invented the leap day. I think I'm going to give up segments on these Greek guys with their hard-to-pronounce names. For your weather questions, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.